A Hand, a Good Omens podfic, written by False Premise and read by Jab. For the prompt, Ruler. Crowley, Aziraphale called out, his voice threaded with excitement. I need that hand now, dear. Crowley scrambled up, instantly waking from his half-doze. Quickly, Aziraphale pleaded. Crowley reached out, touched what Aziraphale had made gently, reverently, running his finger lightly across the top. It was beautiful, wondrous. It had taken care and love and effort, and the warmth of it burned into Crowley's skin. Aziraphale gasped. It's firm, Crowley said with a gulp. Yes, Aziraphale answered. It's ready, don't you think? It's hard. Should it be so hard? Yes, Aziraphale answered. It's meant to be hard at this point in the proceedings.
Isn't it usually soft?
Not to touch, dear boy. Not when it's ready.
Well, you'd know. Crowley shrugged. Not exactly his area. He licked his lips. Can I taste it then?
Not yet.
Tease.
Patience is a virtue.
Crowley snorted. Nothing virtuous about this, angel.
He clicked his fingers, and a demonic miracle rippled through the air. Aziraphale tottered. That's cheating.
Don't care. Can't wait.
Aziraphale shuddered. Actually, me neither. All right, give me a moment. His hands moved quickly, carefully, with precision, and Crowley watched every flick of the wrist, every gentle caressing of fingertip, and fuck it all, but his mouth was watering.
Gotta get it in my mouth,
Crowley spluttered.
Wanna taste?
Wait, you fiend, Aziraphale admonished, holding his hand up. It must be measured. Crowley fumbled about for a moment, eventually producing a long metal ruler out of nothingness. He held it out, side by side with Aziraphale's effortful creation, and Aziraphale sucked in his breath.
Satisfied?
Yes, yes, Aziraphale answered eventually. It's a dash long, but within regulation.
I like it long, Crowley said with a growl.
Aziraphale answered by picking up a piece and slipping the whole thing into Crowley's mouth. It was warm and firm, but soft inside, and it just exploded in a burst of buttery goodness. Crowley groaned, a long, loud groan. Well? Crowley replied by taking another piece and pushing it into Aziraphale's mouth. Aziraphale's eyes fluttered in pleasure, and he moaned.
Another winner, angel.
You think? Aziraphale asked, licking his lips. Crowley's eyes drifted over the little row of trophies on the mantelpiece high above the kitchen cupboards.
Course, still the best shortbread in Britain.
The end.